what are you doing up this early? You know you were up late listening to Jimmy and Nath from 7 till 10.
Right around the country on the Hit Network or the Listener app.
Now, what are you... Oh, I know what you're here for. You greedy little thing. You're looking for a...
little bit.
Welcome to a little bit of Jimmy and Nath. It's not a lot. It's just a little bit.
Just a little bit. So, the wife... Your ball and chain. That's how we talk about other people's partners, by the way. You mention your partner and we go, It's not like a sexual thing. It's like, no, we understand. Just our tone sometimes wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Say something. Say somebody in your life's name.
Jared.
That's just me going, I know who Jared is.
Yeah.
She just messaged and she goes, it was those kind of messages.
Yeah.
She just messaged and she goes, there's a bloke in my work who asked me to do a voiceover. He works in the digital department. His reason being, well, you're married to a radio presenter. Oh, I said, how'd you go? She goes, one take wonder. I'm a legend.
Well, I mean, what does your wife do? Because
that's a question like we've just met. What's her name?
Because, well, what if she has your skills?
Oh,
what skills have you taken from her?
Digital marketing.
No, definitely not.
Definitely not. Interesting concept, though, isn't it? Right. It's like, well, your partner can do it, so you must be pretty good at it.
Well, I think the other one's your parents. It's like, what do your parents do? Oh, well, you must be good at that.
No,
like your
dad's
a sparky. Well, you'd know a bit about electricity.
Nope.
Nah.
Can't even change a light bulb, mate. Can't even change a light bulb. I'll tell you what, though. I was bloody good at freeing furniture where my mum works.
Yeah, your mum's a couch.
My mum's a couch. She is a couch.
You're a
couch. I'm a couch. Four legs. Cushion.
For the pushing.
I haven't heard that term in a long time.
I haven't either. I don't know where it came from.
Cushion for the pushing.
You ever think about that? Like
junk in the trunk.
You got something deep in your brain. It just comes out.
It just comes out every now and then.
Cushion for the pushing.
That was a great term, wasn't it? He's got a bit of cushion for the pushing.
Who? Oh, you're just saying.
Just anybody.
In general.
Just I'm looking at him. He's got a bit of cushion for the pushing. You've never said that, producer Jared? Cushion for the pushing?
Well, Jared doesn't have any cushion for the pushing.
Yeah, but he might be into people who have cushion.
Jeremy doesn't have any cushion for the
pushing.
No,
he doesn't.
You have cushion for the pushing.
I've got cushion for the pushing, mate. Got a bloody, what are they called? Love sack here.
That's what I call my testicles.
I used to love, you know.
Or love sacks.
You know love sack, right? Are they still around, those love sacks?
I don't know what you're talking about. My testicles.
Are they still around? No, you know what love sack is, don't you?
No.
You never, oh, wow. Oh, you're about to be blown from your love sack.
What's a love sack?
They were essentially just a massive beanbag.
Oh.
Yeah. They used to be sold in Moore Park near where we live.
Oh, I remember the cinema there.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were called love sacks.
They were called love sacks. And there were
these. Seems like a poor name.
Huge. Yeah, I know. And they're probably why it might have gone under. Don't know if it did. I was a supporter of love sacks.
Someone Google love sacks.
Yeah. Love sack Moore Park. That's where they used to be. They were like a super expensive, super bougie, massive.
I remember seeing them.
Beanbag.
They were massive.
But they weren't beans. They were like the plush stuff. The filling
I never
was the plush
them.
Stuff.
Just walked past.
Oh, mate. One of my favorite things to do as a kid was go in there pre-movies. It was opposite a movie cinema. It's a beanbag, yeah.
So they've just asked the. Yes. But we're asking you to Google it.
No, what's going on out here, mate? What's wrong, Bruce? Is it still around?
Yeah.
Oh, it is still around. Oh, okay. How much do they go for? Because they were quite expensive, I remember as a kid. The love sacks, big, comfortable bean bags.
Love sack baby.
And I used to sing that. I used to think I was so funny.
Why do they fit four people?
Because they're massive.
They're quite large.
People would buy them. It was very 70s. People would buy them.
70s? They were there like 5 years ago.
Yeah, I know, but... Remember back in the 70s?
No.
Man, they'd have beanbags. You'd have them instead of a couch.
$16,000?
No, they weren't that expensive. They were like $600. Take off a zero. Well, even that.
$1,650.
That's more than a couch.
Depends.
Well, it depends where you go.
Where you go. Well, Freedom Furniture, you wouldn't get cash for under that.
No
mate.
They are, mate.
They are expensive.
Mate, you should see more cash.
But it's good quality.
Yeah, and also, it's good quality, mate. Friends and family discount.
If you had a giant love sack beanbag, would you, like, if four people come over, would you just be like, hey, guys,
let's jump on the sack. And get a nice house and jump on his sack.
You fall into each other? I've never sat on one. You tested by yourself, didn't you?
Yeah. I had a few. I never had four people sit on one. I had two,
you,
like,
and three friends
teenage boys.
Going,
what? Well, I was a teenage boy.
Oh, God.
It wasn't me, current.
I went there.
Gee whiz, that could have got me in trouble.
You were going to get in trouble.
This was me back in early 2000s.
You were also a teenager.
I was a teenager.
You said you were two.
Me.
Just say, when I was a kid, me and some mates. Don't say me and two teenage boys.
No, you understand how that would have come out. I was also a teenager. So, yeah. Me and a couple of 13-year-olds. I was also 13.
So you tell the story. Back in the day, me and some mates. Not, I was.
Yeah, but my mates were 13. Yeah,
you don't tell a story like that.
And I was also 13. You just got to wait to hear all of it. Hear all the story. Here's how I would tell that story. Me and a couple of 13-year-old boys were hanging out on the love sack together.
That's how tell stories.
By the way, I was also 13.
Yeah, he didn't say
That's the whole. Yeah, he missed that bit. He missed that bit of the story. And the sad bit is we can't ask him. So.
You can't.
You can't ask.
I guess you get a Ouija.
Oh, you can. You could Ouija it up. Hey, girls. People walking past. Hello, hey, team. Yeah. How are we? We love Paramount. Good people.
This is announced sponsored.
I don't think they want to sponsor this. Lovesack don't even want to sponsor this. They're still around. See, 1,600. Anyway. That's expensive. Would you buy a love sack?
No, because, I mean, I just feel...
What are you going to do with it?
Well, I remember the size of them. I haven't seen one in a while, but I remember, like...
You need, like, a dedicated room.
But, like, it wouldn't work where I live. You'd have to get rid of the couch and put a just
it would
one
be
giant beanbag.
Very inconvenient.
And people would come over and be like, what's wrong with you?
I'd be like, jump on the
you
sack, man.
Weird
hey,
sex. Bray,
you want to come over and jump on the sack.
Imagine a house party. If everyone over there, where do you sit? Just everyone gets on the bag.
Everyone gets on the sack, mate.
Everyone get on the sack.
It's not a bag. It's a sack. Everyone get on the sack.
It's not a bag. Is that their thing?
Yeah.
Love sack. It's not a bag. It's a sack.
Well, I hope you enjoyed your... Hey. That's enough. You don't get greedy. You tune into Jimmy and Nate from 7 till 10. And we'll be back the next morning for another...
Little bit.